Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
We love local music on Namibia's heart and soul. That is ML with Kwali. The girl is busy. Now, she also has another song with Top Chitty as well. And in the song, Top Chitty's like, yeah, the binat, like, we always catching the vibe. Yeah, Vanish. I can say this because NSK is not here. You can't do anything to me. Okay? But either way, time is exactly 9:30 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. It is Shaquan on Fresh Breakfast. I did promise a little bit earlier on that we're going to be having a conversation with the Chicken Boys. And a lot of us have been asking questions as to who was behind the idea. Who are those guys? Because also, don't tell them, but yeah, they're kind of fine. Anyway, so we just want to know them a little bit more, man. They are in studio with us right now. And we're going to have a little bit of a conversation to find out what's happening. What's happening? How are you guys doing today?
Hi.
No, we're first speaking to Kalito.
Okay. How are you guys doing today? Just put the mic closer to you, ne?
Okay.
So what's happening? Who do we start with?
Do you want to start with
surprises?
Surprise. Okay. Let's start with you. How are you doing today, King?
I'm fine. My name is Dennis.
Okay.
All the way from Lutheritz. I am so happy to be here.
You do. You're giving me Buchter vibes before you even said anything already. Okay. And then you are?
I go by the name Erickson Paulus.
Okay.
All the way from Lutheritz.
Oh my gosh. So all of y'all.
Yeah, boy. Okay,
and who's the last king? What's your name?
My name is Tutalenia Mupolo.
Okay.
All the way from Lutheritz Buch.
Hi, man.
Onzestin Wordach.
Oh, you have arrived.
Onzestin Wordach.
Yeah. So the Janes have arrived in the Fresh FM studio, and we're going to have a little bit of fun on Fresh Breakfast right now. Listen, the reason why I called you guys, name, we want to know, what are you guys about? What do you stand for? What makes you a little bit more unique than any other supporter of Brave Warriors that we've seen? But I do feel that we need to give the mic also to the man of the moment, for real, for real.
Carlito.
The chicken.
Carlito.
Yes, Carlito.
Yes, okay, but I'm just saying that Carlito is more the chicken.
Yeah, is it true?
Who's chicken now? What's the name? Carlito.
Carlito.
Tell us why the name? Why Carlito though?
Oh, from my side. Answer that question. Everybody has a name.
Yeah.
Everybody deserves a name.
Everybody has an identity. I hear you.
You come on.
Come on. Yes.
Let me check. When it comes to dogs, you have a James. You have a Peter.
Blakey.
You know, Whitey. And he responds. You call him, he feels nice. Even if you say Carlito, his head will pop up and he feels like somebody.
How do we say the Carlito though?
Mexican way.
Carlito.
But that doesn't even sound the African way. That sounds Italian or something.
Yeah, it's an Italian name.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Okay, so let's quickly dive right into why you guys decided to do this in terms of supporting the Brave Warriors and so forth. Hey, why did you guys want to stand out so much? Who came up with the idea?
Let me take that one on.
Okay.
There is no really why.
Yeah, and you guys can speak up. You can't. Now I was just joking.
We are doing this. We are doing this for the nation.
Okay.
We love football. We are doing this for the game.
Yeah.
And there is no any individual person who say, okay, let's do this. We are a team. Yeah. That's why we are the Chicken Boys.
Okay.
So we decided our boys, they are out there in Ivory Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Representing us.
They have done a good job, yes.
They are doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still going to do it.
Yeah.
So we say, why not, man? Let's go out.
Yeah. But is this something that you guys have done prior to the Brave Warriors actually going to AFCON, or what's up?
Yeah, can I get my Afrikaans?
Sure. I understand a little bit.
Okay, let's come lang an. Ons was al daar vir die Kosafa. Ons het dit al laat ons genoem die Painted.
Okay.
Ja, Painted Boys, ons gesigte.
Oh, ja.
So, ons het ook een local team wat ons gesupport het, of wat ons toch steeds support.
Yes.
Which goes by the name of Chula Chula. Ons het vir hulle ook dit gedoen. Verstaan jy?
I'm an African star supporter, but yeah, you're saying?
Chula Chula is a local span. Nou doen ons het vir die land. Verstaan jy wat Namibia is? Verstaan jy? So ons doen het nou vir die land en ons voel nou gaan ons vol uit vir die land en die passie wat ons het vir sokker. Verstaan jy? Ons sê dit goed op die TV en nou bring ons die TV so goed hier by die huis.
Obviously.
Sing it live. Yeah.
All right. Is there someone who actually influenced you guys? Maybe you can tell us.
No. We'll be more creative, more because this is what we love.
But what I was saying is, like, is there someone that you've probably seen, maybe like in African countries or whatever it is, that you thought, you know what, this has never been done before, or let me?
No.
Because I feel like you guys were like,
The only problem we have,
yeah,
the public called us Papa Joy and we don't want that. Not Papa Joy, Mama Joy, Father Joy, Uncle Joy. That is somebody in South Africa doing their own thing.
Yes, we
are creative with our own way.
Yeah.
Mama Joy doesn't take animals to the scene. Drums, bread, no.
Yeah.
We have our own marathon chicken, which we only get in Namibia.
Mm,
you see, the upcon is a marathon.
Mm.
You understand? This is a marathon chicken. 150 kilometers on the dashboard.
Come on.
Yeah, we service it on time, which is the water. Yeah. We change the tires.
Bread.
Yeah, we keep these nails and all those things.
Come on, man.
So the public, we go by the name of Chicken Boys.
Yeah.
No Papa Joy and Sons.
Chicken Boys.
We're not the African movie.
Mm-hmm.
We're live, direct from the brave warriors.
Ndangi Mundu.
We were not inspired by anyone. But I hope
we moved on.
We are busy inspiring someone.
I know.
The other African countries, they are watching.
Come on. My darling, speak in the mic, Nick.
Okay.
Let's get the mic.
Dengas, I know it's just like I want to be relaxed, but yeah.
Yeah.
Dengas, so she loves it.
Yeah.
And just funny is 063 Luderitz Buch.
Yeah.
Whenever the book that say we made it, guys.
Yeah.
As the money goes about say, I'm gonna be TV. Hey,
the chicken boys, man. The TV, man.
Ons was by the TV, ons was by the radio. Ons is die rijkste nie, maar weet julle wat? Ons is rijk van blijdskap.
Verstaan je?
Listen, to take one day out of your 365 or whatever days, just to be happy. Just one day, just to be happy. That is the rijkste, man.
Yeah,
that is the rijkste.
All right, guys, we're having a conversation with the chicken boys. You see, the energy is lit, and we're having a damn good time in studio right now. We're obviously going to be back on the other side of this. I want to know, what is the diet that the Carlito, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the diet? Mm-hmm. At what time do you feed? Ha, Maralita, he know me. She like that. He doesn't want us to reveal any secrets at this point, hey?
No.
But they're still in studio with us. If you have any questions for them, the Telegram number is 083-000-1029. Feel free to just ask them a couple of questions. Maybe some people want to know if y'all are single or not, but we're going to get into
that. Okay.
All righty. So in the background, we do have Kapsado Small Msuzi with DJ Maporisa and Young Stunner with Imi Tandazo. This one is definitely a favorite for a lot. Enjoy. Alrighty, so time is exactly 9:47 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. And we are chilling in studio, isn't it? Vibes on vibes with the Chicken Boys. Before you guys leave the studio, I would love for Carlito to say something to us.
Okay. No problem.
Hello, the mic is on. Put the chicken on. Let the chicken say something. Are you gonna tickle it or something?
No.
Carlito only talks at the event.
At the event. Yeah. Oh, okay.
When the guys go. Every time Carlito sees Namibia pray, Carlito is there like.
It means Namibia must wake up.
Namibia must wake up. Must wake up. All right.
I know the boys are watching.
No, absolutely.
I know the listeners, they can't see now, but we're going to do...
No, they can. It is. We actually live on Instagram, guys.
Okay.
So be sure to check us out. It is Fresh FM Namibia on Instagram.
So we're going to show them how are we going to deal with Angola.
Mm-hmm.
So just right here.
Yeah.
Fresh FM studio.
Okay. So my question to you is, what has been... Or what about the boys and their performance so far in all the different games that we've played, from Tunisia to South Africa and Mali as well? Which moment stood out for you that made you proud? The mic is on.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm honest. I feel like I said, King Mali can't have your net on the say, like, omdat hulle gekwalifieer klaar was klaar van my groot achievement.
Come on.
Verstaan?
Yeah.
En
wat Colin maakt met die span, is jong mannetjes. Je kan zien die mannetjes is honger. Net daarom is die eerste game in Tunisia. Come on, waar is ons gering? 126. Yeah. En Tunisia is 122.
Yeah.
Kijk daar. Wat is er geweest?
Yeah.
So, ons is we underdogs, we are the dogs.
Come on. We
staan
de dogs. And for you, Eric, which one was your favorite moment? What stood out for you that made you just proudly Namibia?
Every game.
Yeah.
Every time the boys put on those t-shirts,
yeah,
we know they're going to do us proud.
Okay.
And our first win in AFCON.
Yeah.
Come on.
That was amazing, hey?
What a time to be alive.
Okay.
I enjoyed that. And people are talking about the 4-0.
Ah, no, what's a 4-0, bro?
Why 4-0?
Don't talk about the past.
We went through that. So
and we learned from it. Yes. You could see how more composed they were in the game with Mali. What about you, Black King? What made you?
I like it. Okay, from my point of view, the man of ice. Especially this last game. They showed that they really, really want to beat
them.
They still want to show and prove a point. Yes, they have won the first game. They have made history. But they know the quality they have now at the moment.
They
can do so much better.
Guys, listen,
I believe in them.
Yes.
This is the time now. I believe in them.
Guys, preach.
Listen. Kings. Relax, okay? Listen, I want to ask you guys a question very quickly. So we are having this conversation on our Facebook page, right? Who would you recommend to Colin Benjamin to include in the starting lineup?
In the starting?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Whether they didn't play or... I don't know, just whoever.
The potential.
Kambatu.
Number 7.
I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right.
Yeah.
But Kambatu, he plays for African Star.
Number 7.
He wears a jersey number 7 at African Star.
Okay. Kambatu.
Nee, hij heeft de klas gespeeld, maar nu 20.
Ik heb het gezegd, niet alle dingen gespeeld. Niet omdat ze hij moet constant daar.
Ja, dat is wat ik zei.
Number 20.
Kamberipa.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm telling you.
Oh, number 20.
Yes, Kamberipa.
Yeah. Hanamup.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
What is your prediction for the game? What do you think? Because mind you, Futi Namibia, ne? I appreciate that platform so much. I give him so much shout outs today. But they did share sort of like the head to head records that we've had. And for the most part, Angola has beaten us in the past.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But what is your But what is the prediction that you guys have for tomorrow's game?
Big fan, my kind of like I want to get it away, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reality is reality.
Verstaan.
And
I own hulle ken al die ding. Maar ons sal nie vir hulle prijs gee nie. Van my kant af, ek sê 1-0 to the Brave Warriors.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, 1-0 for you. And
1-0 is the secret.
Okay.
That's one. Ask Tunisia.
Yeah, ask Tunisia.
ek is jammer om die babbel te breek.
Okay.
Nee, of julle nou sê, ek is toch confident, is alright.
Yeah.
Maar ek weet, die sal een intense game wees.
Yeah.
Die sal gebaklee word, is oorlog.
Yeah.
So ek voel vir my kant, Namibia wen 3-1.
Whoa.
Ek sê nie
3-1, okay.
Ek sê nie Angola swak nie.
Yeah.
Maar ek weet, as die boys show up, it's showtime.
Confident booster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Confident
we love
booster.
It, man. Guys, thank you so much for carrying the Namibian spirit. You have made a lot of people proud. And I'm pretty sure that even with you, a lot of other people showed up, dressed up in a certain way, whatever it is, ne? What did you say when you saw them? Copycats or what?
No. We are one. Even if we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we are one.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Okay. All from the rand of the brave.
Yeah. All right. So, who of you is single? We live on Instagram right now. We're going to share the video. But who of you is single?
Not me.
Oh, okay.
Not me.
Mm-hmm.
Emily Prati.
You don't want to say anything because it might get you into trouble.
I love
you.
No, I don't want the tension.
By the way, I love my girlfriend.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to
say. Hi, wifey. Okay. No, fantastic.
That's why
man.
I'm always early at the meetings and so forth. Anyways.
Oh my gosh. But anyway, guys, final words. We've run out of time. What are the final words, man?
Okay, the final words is guys and girls supporting brave warriors. Mm. Don't lose hope. Yeah, I don't want that negative energy where you were at the city of Windhoek and we lost and then you're like, I'm not going anywhere. Listen, just stay at home.
Yeah.
Don't come.
100.
Don't come.
100.
We will be there. Even if we are the only ones.
The only three of us.
Yeah. Wow, we are four. Carlito.
Carlito.
We come. We do our two. We give our all. And they will do it on the pitch.
Yeah. Come on.
We are doing it for the brave.
Yeah.
Come on.
We are all brave warriors.
I mean, come on.
From the land of the brave.
Ven of Valour.
Yeah.
Ons is das. Ons is. So is no. Ons city. Maar ons is klada.
The Buchter energy is guys. At peak in this
video. Good vibes only. Come out in numbers, guys, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Come in big numbers. If you have a flag, if you can buy a small one, come all.
One.
Come, guys. Come, come. Let's go. Let's support the boys.
Yeah.
We know already there is not a lot of numbers there in the stadium. So let's show it the support from home.
From home,
and
yeah.
And then the boys, they will appreciate it. I know they are doing their best just to make us proud,
no,
which they already did.
Let's go, guys. So, but I want to ask you before we leave, what is the significance of the bread? Why are you guys carrying loaves of bread?
I know what it is. Please,
finish that one.
Say toch, man.
The thing is daily bread.
Which is
this
Angola.
Is our daily bread.
Angola.
So every opponent that came to play against Namibia, you will be our daily bread.
You will be eaten.
Yes. Ons aljele.
Ons kong pana yele.
Is there ever going to be a time where, when the AFCON is done, right, you guys are going to have to send Carlito back to its angels and then you also eat Carlito?
No, we don't eat our brother.
We don't eat our brother.
No, okay.
That is very wrong. Don't make us sad. Our brother is going back to his bed. And
then
just look like at that. The brother will play again.
Yeah.
The next AFCON, hopefully we will have Carlito's two boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry!
They will come, yeah.
They will also be here.
All right, man. James, thank you so, so much for your time. Thank you so much for just doing what you're doing, man. It hasn't been done in a very long time. You guys know this.
Yeah.
But it's all for the love of the Brave Warriors, for football, and just being proudly Namibian. Am I right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So we have come to the end of the show for today, but I'm going to say bye on the other side of this. But for now, we have Amantla. The song is so good, man, because it's a beautiful Friday. The weather is good. The chicken boys are here. It's going to be a good one. Do you know what I mean? Check us out on our Instagram page. We are live right now. We're going to take a couple of pictures with the boys, and they can go out and be great. This one is Sun El, musician Msaki on Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.